This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 High FM.
This coming Sunday will be your last chance to see award-winning filmmaker Wayne Copping's latest documentary, Tragic Awakening, A New Look at the Oldest Hatred. Post October the 7th, I think the Jewish world was shocked to see the global outpouring of not so much as anti-Israel sentiment, but blatant anti-Semitism, including chants of Gas the Jews. What is it all about? Wayne is my guest now to tell me more. Wayne, welcome and thanks so much for joining me.
Cherise, it is so great to be with you. And I was just thinking that when we released our first film 20 years ago,
I remember that.
You were one of the first people that I actually approached here in South Africa. So it's so cool to be sitting here with you. So thank you so much. It was relentless.
Relentless. And that's exactly what it's been actually since then.
That's
hasn't
right.
It, Wayne?
That's right. It's been a relentless obsession of nonstop hate and jihad. But on the plus side, you know, if you look at this on a big picture, and especially with current events, we're not losing. We're not on the wrong side. And there's what to be hopeful about. And if we know anything from Hollywood, because Hollywood is always the truth, if we know anything from Hollywood, the good guys always win. And I believe in the bottom of my heart and my deepest kishkas that we are the good people. So the good guys win. We'll win.
You know, it's kind of a nice way to end the note when you say we're not losing. And my previous guest was a young man by the name of Khalifa Druze, who was just saying that he monitors Arab media. And the Druze in Syria are openly saying, we want to go to Israel. Like, yes. Make it happen. Yeah. We don't care.
Or annex their land.
Yeah, it's like, please, can we belong to... So when you say we're not losing... What does that mean?
I think it's hubris. Would be hubris at this stage to say that we're winning. The show's not over, you know, until you count your chickens. To mix your metaphors. When I say that we're not losing, we can see, if we take a look at these last very difficult 14 months, that they try to break our spirit and they try to break our soul, and they only made us stronger. That only made us more caring and compassionate and connected. And yes, half the world went nuts against the Jews, as you said in your intro, gas the Jews, gas the Jews. But we know that that's just noise. In the signal to noise ratio of our actual lives, it's the people that we come into contact with every single day. And we feel so much more connected to one another, not just Jews and Israelis connected, but even in South Africa, so often, you know, I walk around with a kippah on my head, and so often, you know, people come up to me, I support you, I'm with you, you know, ignore the government, you know, they're crazy. So that's what I mean by we're not losing, and we will win. So,
you know, you brought up Relentless, your documentary, and it has been, like, it's been 20 years, but who could, or perhaps somebody could have predicted that when October the 7th would have happened, that 14 months later, Lebanon, Syria, Iran would come out at such a weakened level?
Yeah, look, the theater of war is completely unpredictable. One never knows. But I think the Israelis and the Jewish people in general understand deeply that we're fighting a righteous fight. And we're not fighting for land, and we're not fighting for territory, and we're not fighting because we hate. We're fighting to defend literally our men, women, and children that live in that country and have a right to live without rockets and bombs and people driving cars into other human beings and children stabbing children. There's a fundamental human right to not have to live like that, and that's what we're fighting for.
Relentless. And that is what it has been, okay? And it was then, okay, 20 years later, Islamic fundamentalism. Do you see that this war can create a shift in that ideology?
Look, I'm not a spokesperson for the Islamic world, but what I can see, and what we see with the Abraham Accords, is that it's actually profitable to live in peace with the free world. And in other words, the you know, the Trump money, the Israel money, the Jewish money, whatever you want to call it, the countries in the Abraham Accords are reaping the benefits of that. And as far as Islamic fundamentalism, you know, people can be Muslim, you can be Christian, but it's a question of values. And I think that the common values that we all have, I think that the world can move to that point sooner than we think.
We are going to take our break here. It's a natural stop, I think. And when we come back, we're going to talk anti-Semitism.
This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherie Zifford, only on 101.9 High FM.
And I'm talking to Wayne Copping, filmmaker, and he is talking about his latest documentary, Tragic Awakening, A New Look at the Oldest Hatred. So Wayne, what new, I mean, the oldest hatred, we've written quite a bit about it. What new things have you discovered?
Well, you know, when you have an Arab woman and two rabbis that are basically having conversations throughout the film, and that's basically what it is, you have to know that there's something new that is brewing in that interaction. And what the new perspective of this film is literally getting back to the most basic understanding of human nature and the most basic understanding of human history and the most fundamental understanding of Jewish history. Now, I don't want to give away the whole point, but we reveal a paradigm that we are all familiar with, that we've all understood for thousands of years, but we put the pieces together in such a way that when you look at this paradigm, all the pieces start to fit together. And what you actually see is that the anti-Semitism that we've seen throughout the ages comes down to a couple of things. Number one, it comes down to a war between good and evil. It's a war between good and evil. And, oh, how can you say who's good and who's evil? Well, this paradigm helps to explain an objective look at that value. And number two, it comes down to the Jewish mission. The Jewish people, we're not perfect. We're not better than anyone. We're not worse than anyone. We're human beings just like anyone else. But we know that anti-Semitism is so unique because we have a mission that is unique. And that's what this film shows. And when you put those two pieces together, then it reveals a third picture where you start to understand why they hate us. And you see, it's not the scapegoat theory, and it's not the replacement theory and all those other theories. There's something very basic and fundamental at play.
And what is that fundamental?
I don't want to give it away. It's well, the truth is,
it's
not that I don't want to give it away. It's just that I wouldn't do justice to the topic. But what I will say is that the gift of this film is Rawan Osman. This is an Arab woman. She was born in, she lived in Syria and Lebanon. She's got parents that are Sunni and Shia. So she's already got a, you know, very interesting background. And shortly before October 7th, she already started to wonder, like, why does everyone hate the Jews? And then after October 7th, she went into hyperdrive, this like mission to try and understand why, when she grew up, she hated the Jews. She was taught to hate Jews, and she couldn't understand why. Because, you know, the Jews that she had eventually would go on to meet, they were nice. They didn't have horns, and they didn't try and murder her. And so this film is basically her journey and her obsession to try and answer this question. And as she comes to that realization, so did we as the filmmaking team, and so does the audience. And you actually leave the theater lifted, I think, and lighter. There's an expression that says there's no, I think it's a Talmudic expression. I'm not going to say it in the Aramaic because I don't want to butcher it, but it says something to the effect of there's no simcha, there's no joy like the removal of doubt. And I think that's what we try to do with this film, is we remove a very big question mark. And once you remove that question mark, it doesn't suddenly stop the hate. But you can understand the hate, and you can understand what it is that you can actually do about it. And that gives us a roadmap through.
So all that remains, Wayne, is for you to tell us how we can see this very important movie, because it's the last chance on Sunday.
It is the last chance on Sunday. It should still be on the Chai FM site, so people can go to the Chai FM site and book. Because of security reasons, for obvious reasons, we can't announce the location. But I will say that it is a beautiful cinema and leather seats, and it's going to be very special. And okay, it's Sunday night.
So you have to register on the website.
Yes.
Okay. So we didn't manage to get to our guest, Sipho, but let me tell you that he is giving an amazing show at the Sandton Theatre Square. It is a memorable evening, and you will be on your feet dancing to beautiful jazz, and that is a lovely way to kind of enjoy the holidays. So do go onto the website for Sandton Theatre on the Square for that.